Big Green Lake, 25 miles west of Fond du Lac, is not just the deepest Wisconsin water body. It also seems to have a deep amount of support, and fairly deep pockets are trying to call attention to its problems. Recently, Heidel House, a prominent resort, helped the Green Lake Association take journalists and key stakeholders on a boat tour. With the sounding of its horn, the boat Escapade backs away from the dock. Several people with homes along Green Lake are aboard. Kent DeLucene says his family built a house 15 years ago and loves the area.
Our children, our grandchildren have all enjoyed spending time here. Each of them has separately said, why don't we just live here?
But DeLucene says he's also noticed a slow decline in water quality. Zebra mussels have moved in, helping water clarity, but combined with phosphorus and nitrogen runoff from farms, lawns, and other sources, a lot of weeds and algae are growing in the water, especially during warmer months. A longtime lakeside resident, Burr Zaratsky of the Green Lake Conservancy, says things seem to get worse after big rainfalls.
2008 in particular, I stood at the bridge on County A and watched water flow under the bridge that was more like coffee or tea than, you know, water that you'd like to swim in.
Over the last several months, the UW-Madison-Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies has joined other agencies working at Big Green Lake. Professor Chris Kucharik says one challenge is that because the lake is big and deep, 236 feet at its maximum depth, it takes many years for pollutants to leave.
So even if we are drastically able to minimize the amount of nutrients that are coming into the lake, there still might be a long period of time before you see drastic improvements in the water quality.
Still, some agencies are trying pollution prevention. Out at the wastewater treatment plant at the Green Lake Sanitary District, aerators, or air injectors, help with the sewage from about 1,000 homes. Administrator Charlie Marks says he's also able to use part of the district's tax levy to give grants to landowners in the watershed to help pay for projects to reduce runoff.
When the state can bring in certain funds, whether it's a grass waterway, a sediment control basin, what we can do is we can bring in that last financial piece that makes it all workable for the landowner.
The state representative for the area, Republican Joan Ballweg, won't rule out more state help to remove existing phosphorus from the lake.
We can still do better, but we have to figure out some way through science to try to take care of some of the load that's, you know, currently in the lake.
But UW-Madison-Nelson Institute Director Paul Robbins says another environmental threat, expected higher temperatures and bigger downpours brought by climate change, could drive up the costs.
If that plan, however expensive it is meant for today's rainfall, or say a rainfall event that's say a 5-year extreme event, or a 10-year extreme event, or ask the people in South Carolina to plan for a 1,000-year extreme event, by 2050, all that money will have been wasted because you have built and engineered a system for now instead of for tomorrow.
And Robbins says that threat is not unique to Big Green Lake. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.